da 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 da. Good morning, everybody. It's time again for a cup of coffee with
Thompson with Extreme Physics.
Yeah, and this may very well be the show where the student surpasses the master. Thompson has been straight schooling me on subatomic particles. Why don't we just pick up this show is kind of already in progress. Thompson, we were talking about the structure of a proton. All right, what is a proton made of?
Two up quarks and one down on your plate.
Okay, what is an up quark or a down quark?
It's called flavor, which is nothing like the flavors of your half and half or milk.
Okay, it's called a flavor. Well, that wouldn't be the first time we've run into a crazy, you know, a common word reused in physics.
Six different flavors.
Quarks come in six different flavors?
Up and down, you've heard about them. Charm, strange, top, and bottom.
Charmed? Charmed?
Charm. Charm.
Charm. Charm, strange, top, up and down? Those are the kinds of quarks that we know.
Wow. Yeah, it's full of charm and a little strange. You are laughing out of your mind.
Well, I've never been schooled on quarks by a 5-year-old before. and you actually know what you seem to have assimilated the knowledge in a new way and processed it. And you even know it well enough to crack jokes with it correctly. So I'm pretty damned impressed. All right. So a proton is an up quark and a down quark, right?
Yeah.
All right, what is a neutron?
Neutron? Neutron means no charge. So a neutron is a neutral particle with no charge.
Okay, but what subatomic particles make up a neutron?
I don't know that yet.
All right. And there's only one up quark and a down quark in a proton, or is there two and one, or what is the number?
It's different in different particles. In a proton, it's two up quarks and one down. In a neutron, it's one up quark and two down.
Okay. All right. And then how about an electron? Now, an electron, I know, has a Higgs boson. What's a Higgs boson? Or what's a boson, period?
A boson? Oh, I haven't got to bosons yet.
That's all right, dude. You're doing fine. You don't have to be in a hurry. We only just discovered them.
Well, weak bosons.
Wait, weak bosons? There's more than just a Higgs boson?
The weak bosons are the messenger particles for weak force. It says so in this book. They're the exchange particles for weak force.
So the fundamental... Oh, this is what you were talking about how each fundamental force has a particle. All right, so what's the particle for electromagnetism?
Electromagnetism? Easy! Photon!
Really?
Yeah!
Okay, so the photon is electromagnetism. What's gravity?
Gravity's particle? Gravity's particle is yet undiscovered. Nobody's ever actually seen it. Its name, graviton.
So it's a theoretical particle that we only theorize it exists because... All right, wait a minute. So electromagnetism is photons. The unknown or the unproven graviton is gravity. What about the strong atomic force?
The strong atomic force? Easy! Very last one I could say! Okay, that's not it. Okay, let me search further. There! Gluon! Easy! A gum's
Okay, and then the weak atomic force is the weak boson.
The weak bosons.
Okay, bosons. So we know that we know about three particles that make up the three of the four fundamental forces, and we have theorized that there is a fourth one called the graviton, but we haven't proven its existence yet.
Yeah! Hey! Graviton might not even exist!
But then something else would, wouldn't it? Doesn't it stand to reason that if we have three out of four forces represented by a specific particle, wouldn't we have a particle for the fourth one?
Yeah, and the weak bosons are known as W plus, W minus, and Z zero.
See, that's that mathematics translation I was talking about. If you can convert this stuff into numbers, then you can play with it and explore things and do things just with numbers and a piece of paper. You can figure stuff out. Because equations, you know, that's a whole other... We just barely got to geometry this morning, so...
You could call the weak bosons...
It's way beyond my level.
Chanters. You could call the weak bosons favorite chanters.
Flavor chanters.
Enchanters.
Flavor enchanters.
He also enabled protons to change to neutrons.
Oh.
Spicy transformation that makes the sun shine. Savor the flavor!
Okay, so this morning I should point out that I'm drinking Clover Stornetta half and half. Just the regular straight up stuff. We've got some Wholesome Sweetener Organic Light Brown Sugar. And we are drinking Organic Pacific Rim from the good people at 365 Whole Foods. So, my goodness, we are out of time. Space shout-outs to Grandmother and Godmother and Dave and Lori.
And we are going to be doing a sicker radio show onto this day.
Goodbye.